Thanks, guys. Privileged to speak to you just briefly this morning. So just to give you a little bit of background, my wife Margaret and I now worship at Down South Gospel up in Busselton. So we moved up there about 2010. But before that, we sort of worshipped here and were involved in the early part of the church. So don't hold that against me if you know anything about Down South Gospel. It's less Baptist than it is probably, I don't know, some other form of church, but we're all still family. And that's the great news, isn't it? That we're all still family as long as we believe in the Lord and trust in Him. So after that introduction, so I got saved in Perth probably in 1985, and I moved down here in 1986. So as a very young Christian, I was a really keen surfer. I was into board shaping and competition up in the city. Saw Marga River as a really good opportunity to see more of that. And I moved down here as a town planner. So I worked in government, in local government here at the time. And I came to the ambulance hall on a Sunday morning because I didn't know where to worship. I think at that time, Howard, you might be able to correct me, but I think it was only about three sort of evangelical churches and the Catholics. I think it was the Uniting, the Anglican, if you call them evangelical, and the Bappos, and then the Catholic Church. So there wasn't much of a choice. There wasn't much of a spread. Very few young people that were believers down here at that time. And Howard talks about some of the difficulty in those really early years of being Christians in this community, and he really downplays it. He really understates it. It was really tough. And I think spiritually, there was definitely a spiritual tenor to the town that really took some effort to cut through. So I attended that church on that Sunday morning. It was really, really good. I think it was only about 15 of us there. There was the Horns, I think, from memory. There was a group called the Fishers. They were farmers, not fishers, farmers out in sort of Rosa Brook way. They had two daughters, and his job was just to plant churches all over the state. Incredible guy. I don't know if he's still around, Peter Fisher and his lovely wife. And so I rocked up to the ambulance hall, and Pete had his little amp there. He was leading worship, and his really twangy sort of country guitar, it sort of sounded like Charlie Pride songs, which was totally out of my sort of musical sort of genre. But I just was captivated by the love of the people there, and really in that formation, God was moving really powerfully and doing some really great things. And things moved really quickly from that time onwards in terms of getting that building. You probably saw we had took all the tiles off the roof of that church building up in Kawarama and got it down here. But there is a bit of a backstory to that. So Howard and Steph had, I think, spoken with the union, the Baptist Union, and they said, look, really good idea if you can get some land down here and get a church building, you know, established. Really good for the community. They can drive past, they can see where you are, have some relationship, at least with the institution of church. So there was some discussions held with the local government that I was working for at Augusta Margaret River, and I think it was three or four sites that were selected. One was out near the industrial area. There was another one up on Railway Terrace, and I think there was one in some sort of random, you know, old reserve. These were government reserves, right? And so Howard sort of, and we'd sort of met, and Howard, I think, in the union chose this one up on Railway Terrace. So we had this corner site, and we put a sign on the site. The council said, yep, go for it. We'll advertise this as a proposal. And everyone just canned it, you know. Everyone was opposing it, and a lot of hostility and people writing letters to the council. So in our wisdom, we said, well, that isn't God's purpose for the church. Even though it was perfect site, had a lot of bush on it, would have been beautiful, backed onto the railway reserve. In Howard's wisdom, we said, no, let's not put ourselves in opposition to the community. Can I have a glass of water? Howard, you haven't been drinking this out of this cup, have you? Where is Howard? Yeah, there he is. Yeah, get a bit emotional when I think about these things. And so anyway, we went out. Remember the council? We had a council committee that was looking at this issue, and we went out on a site inspection. We looked at these three sites, And remember Alan Hillier? Neville Veitch probably remembers Alan Hillier. Alan Hillier was a real stalwart in the community back then. He was into the footy club. He was a real estate agent. He had his fingers in so many pies, really, really well connected in the community. And Alan was the chairman of the council. And so we all jumped in cars, was councillors there and planners and all these officials. We drove around all these sites. We resolved at that point, the council said, look, that site on Railway Terrace isn't going to work. Too much vegetation, too much opposition. We're driving back on this road, Tunbridge Street, and Alan Hillier said, stop, 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 pull the car over. So we pulled up out the front and we all got out. And Alan said, this is the site. This is the perfect site for you guys. And I don't think Alan's a Christian, but I think God moved on that man enough for him to know in his position of authority that this was the site. So he turned to me and he said, what do you think, Dave? Because he knew I was in the Baptist church. And I sort of said, yeah, looks good, Alan. But inside I was going, yeah, great. This is perfect. So I think this was the old, it was a site for an old sergeant's house, so the police house. Howard, you probably remember that. And it had some stables here back in the day.
It was the old
East
stables.
Yeah, the East stables. That's it, Rex. And it was vacant at that point. I think there was a drain that ran through it from the old hospital, which was opposite, and ran down to a big drain down the back where they used to dispose of all this sort of the waste. So I got hold of Howard, I think, that night and said, Howard, great news. You know, this looks like a good site. We came and had a look at it. And this was it. This was God's provision for the Baptist Church at Margaret River. Really, really good. So, yeah, things moved pretty quickly. We were all in that building. We realised pretty early on that we were running out of space. We needed to get plans drawn up for this building. And, that was a great time. Really, really good time. I had the inauspicious duty of being the treasurer, I think, for about 6 months, and that was a total disaster. Because being a surfer, I was always down the beach, and I think we had prayer meetings at Howden Steps Thursday mornings, I think it was. Yeah, Thursday mornings, cold, you know, driving down Stewart Street and meeting in Howden Stephanie's front room. And then Thursday morning, where's Dave? You know, oh, the surf's good. Oh, okay. And then 2 weeks later, where's Dave? Oh, the surf's good, you know. So Howard and Steph pretty early on realised that this community is a large part of it's made up of people that really love surfing, that love the sport and are a community within a community. And that was really some really, really choice times. So basically to sum up, I think, you know, God's got really good plans for this. It doesn't stop here. It's moving forward as God always does. And it's great to see so many people here, seeing the younger folk. But the church isn't an institution. It's not something that we sort of build with human hands. It's God's building. It's God's community. And for me, my time at the BAPOs here has been about the relationships I've had in the community and less about, even though the relationship here is great and I've got really, really fantastic family friends here. I think the mission for the church here is to build the relationships in the community, touch people on a one-to-one level, and don't stop doing that because through that, God will be glorified. Thanks, guys.
Yes, Rex.